Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have felt for quite some time that THAC has helped me and that I have become anti-horde.
Oh, good.
The way he is, he's got, like, I know he's in the room and I'm talking about him like he's not, but like, he's got the horde in him hard.
Yeah.
But you fight it every day.
Every day. I fight it. Some days I lose.
I don't think you lose very often because you're so, you fought it for so long that like the anti-horde is almost more of a habit that, and a habit I think can take over the horde.
Yeah. And there's a feeling that you get when you realize how good it can be to purge stuff.
Yeah.
That you're kind of chasing that feeling instead of the feeling of the horde, which is like the comfort of having all your junk around you.
So I just saw a story of 12 unusual things that people hold on to, and I'd like to go through them, and then we got to decide if this makes you a hoarder if you have them. Because if it does, I'm telling you right now that I've made zero progress.
Oh no!
I hoard every single thing on this list.
Okay, I wonder how many I do too.
I'm gonna start at the bottom. Plastic grocery bags.
Yeah, because those can be used for something else.
Plus, now they charge you for them.
Yeah.
Now you can't even get them.
Yeah, they're only paper.
Yeah, that we stopped. We ran out. We had our last one. We had a ceremony for it, and it was the last.
What did you use it for?
The trash. Just the bathroom trash can. But
I use them for dog poop.
I do both.
Yeah, but we have the rolls. I like the rolls because they come on when their spool is done. I put the little roll in my mouth and pretend I'm smoking.
You are 7 years old.
It gets a laugh every time.
From a child.
Okay.
Your wife doesn't laugh. I need you to shoot a video, throw it up on our Insta next time, and just see if people are like, oh my God, LOLs.
I literally did it yesterday. Even joking. And the amount of time I have to keep it in sometimes, it's like hours. Where I'm like,
so you don't say anything.
Yeah.
They just walk around waiting for somebody to notice that you have a cardboard cigarette in your mouth.
We have other issues.
It's more
here.
Of a visual thing. It's not, I can't really.
Can I just buy you the candy cigarettes? Because I know a place that has them.
I would love those. I can never have those. Like as a kid? Yeah. Only the bad kids had those.
Oh my God. Some it's my so friends. Funny. My dad would buy me his same brand.
Oh my God.
My dad smoked Pall Malls. And when we would stop at Toot and Moo in Longmont, and he'd buy Pall Malls, and then he'd buy me a pack of those. Like I'd walk around with a pack of Pall Malls rolled up in my little T-shirt.
You ever get them mixed up? You're like, this is awfully chewy, Dad.
I smoked my way through kindergarten. No, like, oh my God. So Lulu's Farms in Brighton has all the old candies.
Okay.
If you want any weird candies, I can get them for you. So plastic grocery bags, we all keep them. So we think it is or isn't a hoard item.
That's not a hoard item. Because we're also using them for other things. Yeah. It's not like we're just keeping them in the closet.
Old towels.
Again, I use them for other things. So I'll cut them up into rags and then use them. Uh-huh. That's not hoarding. That's being smart.
But you just, then you have old towels, and you have towels that have been converted into rags, and you have rags, and they're like, when do they leave? Because they just don't leave. My rag collection is, what do I need that many rags for? I'm not running a car wash. Why do I, if you saw my rag collection.
Okay, like, so then maybe you can go through and get rid of like the really ratty ones.
But why? Because
you don't need them. You have,
what if
you
I'm
have,
paint?
When was, you hire someone to paint.
I know, it's like,
no.
Sometimes I touch up.
Oh.
I need rags. Don't you need rags?
I don't know. We just see you save all the towels because we use them like for the dogs or if there's a big spill or something like that. I was just at my wife's aunt's house and somebody spilled and she grabbed an old towel and she just ripped it in front of me. And it was, to me, it's like, like even though the old towel, it's like, but still don't just rip it. But that's what you're supposed to do. So that's how bad the hoarding is in me.
So you don't even want to ruin your hoard.
Right. Like, what about the dogs? They need a bigger towel
than
that.
They don't care. The dogs wouldn't care if it was two towels or one. So that is hoard or not hoard? You know what it is? If Erin has it, then it's not a hoard. Erin's not going to admit that she's a hoarder too. You're two for two on the list.
I am.
Okay. So it's, okay. Underwear with holes.
Absolutely not. I threw away one of them.
You're saying
I do not.
Your underwear
you
do not have holes.
You can go through.
In.
You can really? Go through.
How do you get your legs in?
I hate you.
I think your underwear has three holes. I'm five. I have holy underwear.
See, my wife would take care of it. She has broken me of that habit.
But she has to see it. Oh, because she does laundry. I'm not saying. Yeah, I'm not saying that she exclusively does. But if she caught it.
Yeah, or I do that strut into the bedroom and just the underwear, and she's like, "That's barely underwear."
You do that. Does it work?
Because he's not paying attention to what he's putting on.
Right.
No, but he's trying. Like, does that...
What?
I just want to know, are you like that married couple? Do you have little things? Ugh, God, I don't want to know.
What do you mean by that?
Like,
what little things?
There's like, once the kid... Like, it's the trope in sitcoms where the kids are asleep and then the guy comes in and is like, ooh, and like is wearing an ascot or something. Like, like he does a thing.
Do you own an ascot?
He does, I guarantee it. Like, the signals you have when you're married, because there's a certain point, like when you're dating, it's like there's got to be romance and he's got to move the hair out of your face and stuff. And then there's a time when you're just married and you're like, let's do it. Like you just go, I got five. You got five? And you're just like, can I borrow a part of your body for like 8 minutes? No. Like, you know what I mean? And sometimes then you don't say it. You come in and it's like 7:30 at night. And you come in your underwear, and it's just like, it's obvious what you want.
Yeah, right? She gives a big sigh.
He's like, ugh. You have huge holes, gaping holes in your underwear, right. So, and she still gives it up.
I'm more successful when I have just nice looking underwear on.
With or without the ascot?
What's it tied around?
Oh my God. We've only gotten to three things on this list. All right, we're gonna hurry through the rest of the hoard list next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about whether or not we're all hoarders. Erin believes she's not because everything she keeps is for a good reason.
It's repurposing. It's not hoarding because I will throw it away.
You don't have, okay. So far we've got plastic grocery bags, old towels. We all keep them. We think it's okay.
Yeah.
Underwear with holes. You don't like.
I literally.
You have no period underwear.
No, because I don't have one. I have an IUD. I literally threw away a pair that was starting to rip. I was like, I don't want it.
But that is a real thing, right?
Yeah.
Like when Tiak comes strutting into the room in his weird underwear, if she's sitting in her weird underwear, it's like.
Yeah. Opposite signals.
Sorry. Next, things on your hoarding list, flash drives.
Yeah. I
can't throw them away.
Yeah, because you never know what's on them, or you could always use them again, maybe, or something.
For what?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I also love buying brand new ones, and you just know way more storage, way more. Like,
yes.
It's so clean, it's brand new.
Yeah.
Because now I go over to Micro Center, and like you can buy like a 3 terabyte drive that is five times smaller than what used to be like 12 gig or 12, no, megabytes. Like little, and now it's like terabytes on a thing. Yeah. Why do you have the old ones?
I don't know. Now that you say it, I still have like my ones from school and stuff, and all that could come of that, I could probably just get in trouble for what's on there. Like, I don't even know anymore. So I should get rid
of it. Should we have a day where we just go through our hard drives on the show?
Yeah.
I genuinely don't know. There's lots of...
What do you think could be on there?
Papers I cheated on, pictures from digital cameras, who knows?
So is this a hoard or not a hoard?
I think it overall is a hoard, yeah.
So do you have any?
I have some somewhere. I don't really use flash drives, though.
I don't know if she's being truthful. I really don't.
The only time I have used a flash drive in the last 6 years is for this show, and it's T-Hacks.
And that's the one for the show, and I have like 8 more in my bag. But I only use one.
I have so many in my bag, and I only use one. I should just get rid of them.
I know.
Today's my day. Allen wrenches.
Which one is that
one? It's like a wrench that's shaped like an L.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have
The ones that always come in like the IKEA.
Yes.
Yep.
No, I toss those.
I've never.
And she's right. Tiak.
I've never thrown it away.
All you need is one. Yeah. And I, in that thing,
and
I have, there's
just
probably
go get
70.
The pack of like, they have it all organized. You have all the sizes.
I have those too.
Then why are you keeping the IKEA ones?
Some of them are gold. I know. Some are black. Yes. Some are,
yes.
It just feels like they're different somehow.
And then sometimes when you put it in, you're like, this one doesn't work. And you grab one that's identical and like, this one does.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but now I can't let go of, I'm like, is this one for some other shelf? Like, I don't.
You're right. Aaron's right. We should. Get rid of them.
I don't want you to say that sentence ever again.
I really liked hearing it.
I'm gonna blast through a bunch of them here. Old chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even the frayed ones.
Oh no.
I keep the frayed ones too.
They still kind of work.
Cause I wrap electrical tape around it, and I'm like, this is so stupid. I remember going and buying another one. I can't do it. The one time I did, I threw away. I'm like, what is this charger for? Threw it away, and then sifting through my junk drawer, and I found a tiny little remote control, like, what do you call the thing that flies in the air?
Like a drone?
Yes.
Oh.
Remote control. Yes, it's a helicopter drone.
Okay.
That was a charger for it.
Ah.
And I threw it away.
No.
So since that day, I've never thrown another charger away. So now that drone is just sitting there with no way to charge it. And I can't throw the drone away.
It's still a good drone.
It could be. Old cameras. They're coming back. Yeah. I still think it's stupid. Old power cords.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I have a box of them in the garage.
I do too.
Of course.
If they're changing colors and going from like that creamy to yellow, toss them.
They still work.
No.
They still charge.
You can get a better looking.
There's so many times where we need one of those extension cords or something, and I'm like, oh, let me go check my box. And I know it's not in there, but I still stand in the garage for a little bit, and then I come back in, and I'm like, not that one.
Really?
Yeah. I have this three-pronged one. Do we need that? No.
Old tech. We're kind of talking about that a bunch. Boxes that your phones came in.
No, I toss. My laptop, my phone.
I have every MacBook
Why?
I've ever owned.
Why?
I don't own the MacBooks, but I have their boxes.
Why?
I have every phone box. I'm talking from the Motorola Razr, the very first one I got, that was the red. I had the R-E-D, like the whatever you.
Awesome.
Yes, I have that all the way through the iPhone, whatever I have right now. 14.
But you've gotten rid of the computer, but not the box?
Correct.
That, I don't like.
That's hoarding. That is hoarding.
Yeah, but those boxes, when you pick them up, they go.
Yeah, it's great for when you're getting
they go like,
the Mac out of there,
yeah,
and then but you just toss just the box. No.
Here's the last one I want to talk about, and Tiek will understand this. Maybe he doesn't understand it yet, I don't think. There's a process that goes on when your child loses a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
You put that tooth under a pillow, and the tooth fairy comes and does an exchange of goods or services or cash for the tooth. Now, on occasion, the tooth fairy will then bring a bunch of them back to you. They're like, because it's kind of like a storage thing. Like, they can't store the tooth fairy.
They're trying
to
not hoard too. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like, oh my God.
What am I going to do with all these teeth?
Yes. So then they sometimes bring them back to you. I mean, you don't tell your kids that, but like you get the tooth fairy's like, you're running out of storage. Like, I've got two kids. They've each lost 30 teeth or whatever it is. Like, tooth fairy like knocked on the door one day and was like, hey, what's up? Like, here, I got a bag of teeth for you. And I was like, okay. So I put them in a safe. I have them in a safe. And slowly but surely over time, they like, they're smaller. Like, they kind of, like, they're not as big from what, they're just tiny, yeah.
They shrink, or do they just not look as big?
Maybe,
like,
I don't
when
know.
You check on them?
I don't know.
Why are they in a safe? You worried people are going to steal them?
Well, I didn't want to confuse my kids. I didn't want to have to explain that, like, the tooth fairy cruised back by. You know
I
what
see.
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're sitting right next to a handgun.
Try again, tooth fairy.
Dizzy, like, do you think you'll keep them?
Because
it's right next to, like, my kid's first haircut. It's like, I have that curl of hair. And I don't know why.
See, we don't have the hair. I don't know about the teeth.
Happy you don't. I find it creepy because my mom has it too. And I'm like, what? Why
you have a bag of teeth?
She has my teeth. She has my hair. She has like the dog's hair. Like, what are you doing? Are you going to make
all
a doll?
Just mixed in. She's working on a potion.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.